T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Former Ravens offense coordinator in the news today, and we'll discuss with him, Marty Morningweg. Marty, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, great to be with you guys. Appreciate you having me on today.
Yep. Now, talk about the podcast, the GM Shuffle, and we had Michael Lombardi on last week. I mean, this was not part of our discussion, but the reports were that you wanted to move Lamar to wide receiver. Of course, you came out and Ravens released a statement with you and, of course, John Harbaugh. Marty, explain exactly what the genesis of this report is, where it was from, and, you know, your rebuttal to it.
Well, somebody called me yesterday and said, hey, there's some podcast mentioned one move Lamar to receiver. And this is a guy that I had spoken to many times, very, very positively. And I saw some tweets out there that are going, this seems strange. It's kind of silly, isn't it? You know, I think you guys have my resume. I've coached Brett Favre and Steve Young and Jeff Garcia and Donovan McNabb and Mike Vick and, you know, Geno Smith, 8-8 as a rookie, you know, and Lamar. And all of those guys are dynamic, movement ability, great, great quarterbacks. Heck, I played that way. I love that style of quarterback. So, and if you remember when we drafted him, the biggest point I made in the press conference was this man is a quarterback, period. You know, so it's a little silly when you back up and look at it, you know, and I where it came from, I don't know. You know, either somebody has some motives or somebody misheard or, and got me mixed up with somebody else or something happened there. I never heard of it, never said it. I don't recall anybody ever saying anything like that because he was progressing so fast and so well. He made a big splash. I will say one thing now. I've coached some of the greatest quarterbacks ever to play the game, and there's going to be 50 people that would want to take credit for Lamar's success. And I remember having that discussion with him personally. So that's where it's at. That's what happened. And so, you know, I've learned over the years, most things you just simply ignore, you know. Some things you got to fight it just a little bit. And this was just totally wrong, kind of silly, kind of asinine. And so the one thing in talking with Kevin, you know, I called John and I went right to the source. I called Mike Lombardi as well, you know. But, you know, you make it even a bigger story if you fight it just a little bit. But this one I wanted to fight just a little bit. And I'm not coaching. So I had a little time to fight it, and it's kind of been a little bit of fun, too. Heck, yeah. I'm on the radio with you guys.
Now, Marty, just because you were on our show just the other day, and you were talking about how you had Lamar graded so highly. So talk up as a quarterback. Yeah. So talk about your quarterback report coming out of the draft on Lamar, which would really make no sense.
We talked about that. I gave him a very, very high grade, a first-round grade at the quarterback spot. And this is the first time that I split grade anybody because he was so unique. And I remember, in fact, I got a text this morning from one of the fellows in Baltimore that reminded me of exactly what I said, you know, about Lamar. And it was something to the effect that this guy is so special that you could insert him at the very beginning, and it would look different. It would be different, but you probably make the playoffs with this guy, and that's exactly what we ended up doing last year. You know, heck, broke the franchise record in total offense with the guy. So I'm not surprised with anything that Lamar Jackson does ever. He's got it all. He's built the right way. He's got just crazy, crazy skill and ability. He's tough-minded. He's tough physically. I mean, that's one thing that would always concern you, because I coach a lot of quarterbacks that play that type of style, is the health.
Right.
You know, got to keep him healthy. So, but I split grade him, and I gave him basically the highest grade you could give anybody as a player, as a football player. And the guy is so much better in games than he is in practice. And those are the type of players you want. And then when they become terrific practice players, they're even better in games. And everybody's either better in games than they are in practice, or worse in games than they are in practice. You want those guys that are better. So anyway, I just have never said anything negative about Lamar. Vinny, you know that. You were there in training camp.
I was at the rookie mini camp.
Even when he was struggling a little bit. Hey, shoot, the great thing is, look at the room he has to improve. And some guys, some quarterbacks, improve drastically with literally hundreds or thousands of reps. Some don't. They only improve a little bit. Lamar made, you know, really a couple of just huge jumps in a very, very short period of time.
Hey, Marty, who could you compare him to historically with, or is he like one only? You know, there's nobody been like him, because, you know, he seems like a better make-you-miss runner than Vic was, but you had Vic, so go ahead.
That's true, Vinny. And I had this conversation with him multiple times, and because we're going to try to compare you, Lamar Jackson, with all these other guys. Don't go there. You be yourself. You're going to be Lamar Jackson, period. Because it's so difficult, especially with a young up-and-coming quarterback. If you start comparing him with all of these first-ballot Hall of Famers, you know, that messes with people a little bit, you know, players and coaches and fans, you know, so I tend to stay away with the comparisons. I think, however, before the draft, I thought he could be a kind of a blend of Favre, Young, McNabb, and Vic. He's got the speed of Vic. He's got the make you miss of Steve Young. He had the instincts of really all of them, but I compare him a little bit with Favre with the instincts. I mean, this guy's got unique instincts. So, you know, it's kind of silly that for somebody to come out and say that,
right,
that when I was so sure that he was going to end up being a terrific player.
Hey, Marty, let me ask you this then. Why did he go 32? And then, in your opinion, why did the Ravens take Hurst instead of him? You know, I mean, because if everybody thought that he was going to do what he was doing, you wouldn't trade back,
He'd
take
be the
Hurst,
number one pick in the draft.
You would take take Hurst.
Yeah, that's right. So, I was in the room, you know, when all this happened. But I don't know the exact details, of what happened, even though I was there. Because there's conversations going on all over the place. But I think your point, Vinny, is even more so what a great strategy that Ozzie and the whole personnel department and the owner was there. I mean, immediately after we drafted Hurst, all of a sudden – and I'm sitting like one chair away, you know, I'm sitting right by John and the owner and everybody else. Man alive, they were on the phones immediately after we drafted Hurst trying to move up. And so I kind of heading out of John, and he goes, Lamar. And I'm going, awesome. You know, and so we started trying to move up, if my memory serves me right, almost immediately. And I was really surprised that Lamar wasn't taken, because we were trying to move up, I mean, many, many slots before the last pick in the first round, if my memory serves me correct, you know, and we just couldn't do it, you know. All those guys were on the phone. Eric did just a fantastic job, you know, all of them were on the phone trying to get up there for Lamar, and he just kept sliding. I think most of the NFL, here's what I think.
Bill Polian convinced
them. I almost know this. Most of the NFL did not believe that he could play quarterback at the level that he played late last year and certainly into this year. I mean, he's an MVP type. Most people, in fact, I was talking to, you know, you remember the playoff game. I mean, there was some talk at halftime, you know, of going with Joe. And I was so adamantly against that because of this young man's future. Give him an opportunity to win the playoff game. And then, you know, you saw what happened in the fourth quarter. Shit, we opened it up and, man alive, that's when I really knew that he could throw the ball like an NFL quarterback, is that fourth quarter of that Charger game.
Marty Morningweg, former Ravens OC, joining us, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Marty, we appreciate your time as always. Next time we talk, we'll talk about some actual games as we're heading into Week 12.
A big one for the Ravens coming up, right? The Rams. Big. They're just on fire. What are they? They started off like 2-2, I believe. They've won how many?
Six in a row. Dominating.
Vinny, you remember the time in San Francisco when we lost the first ball game and won 11 in a row?
Yeah.
I mean, those are some great, great streaks. Hey, Vinny, I was on the radio in San Francisco talking about the catch number two. And it was awesome. One of my great memories, and you were a big part of that. What a great story. We had some fun discussing it because you got the Packers and Niners going at great memories. Hey, appreciate you guys having me on.
Thanks for setting it straight, Marty.
Thanks, Marty.
Hey, appreciate you guys.
Yep.
All right, Marty Morningweg joining us, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.